Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you serious?
Plenty of ways to kill an hour out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. I'm Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm Funk Butcher.
Now, something pretty cool came into the How to Kill an Hour Towers this week. It's called Nemuno Loops.
Nemuno.
And it's called the block. It's block tape, okay? And it's not something that plumbers use or the doctor sends over to you if you've got a blockage and you need to to get it out. Imagine being able to build Lego on corners or on curved surfaces or on the side of a sailing ship that you've just spent hours building, or you wanted to just start doing some Lego up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nemuno is a thing for this. It's compatible with Lego blocks, Mega blocks, and Creo. And I mean, you got it right there, Funk. You're playing with it right now.
Yeah.
Describe to us what the block tape is,
yeah,
and what it does.
I'm in my 30s and I'm playing with Lego right now. Okay. So this Nemuno Lego is going to be a godsend for parents out there, because what it means is that the Lego doesn't have to be on the floor anymore. You can make your kid build the Lego along the wall.
So that means no more stepping on Lego,
hey,
and breaking your foot.
Celebrate, times come up.
No more. In the morning. Ah! And then you lift your foot up and you can see the Lego block in your foot.
Yeah.
I
mean, forget those films where the man has to go through his rites of passage and walk on hot coal to reach enlightenment. Just walking on Lego, man, that's enough.
Mm.
That is painful enough.
So where would you stick your Nemuno loops then?
Oh, pause. I think just the fact that it can be pasted along walls and on different surfaces, it just kind of expands the creativity of the young little whippersnappers out there. So that is, again, showing the diversity of this brand, which I thought would have been long gone in the 80s, and now they're still here in the 21st century in popular culture, films and all that, and they've come back to their stable market, the toy end, and redefining how kids play with Lego.
I think I'd probably have the Nemuno tape over a whole room. I'd want a whole room covered in that stuff. Then I could get creative. You could have Lego darts.
Yeah.
Creo
ooh,
darts.
Ooh.
What have you done now?
It's limbo.
I love the fact that you're sitting there just truly enjoying Lego. What is it about these little block things that make kids so excited and still excite me and you?
I think it's because it's literally free-form creativity, which you don't get with much toys these days. The toys are built to certain specs, and you're kind of limited as to what you can do and what you can build with these toys, and Lego has kind of existed outside of that remit, and you want to build a massive fortress, a massive castle. That just all depends on if you've got enough Lego parts. So, yeah, that's why I'm happily playing with my Lego. So do you want to carry on with the rest of the show?
I mean, I'll just have the rest of the show. I mean, I've always liked the fact that you can follow the instructions or you don't have to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, we need more toys like that. And the fact that they've kind of managed to stay relevant with the Lego films and stuff like that means that sort of block toy is still going to be something that we enjoy for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
But on from the Nemuno, Funk.
Okay, let me put this down.
Twitter has removed something, and you're probably more than aware of this.
The trolls? Oh, oh,
no,
oh,
because you're still
oh,
on there.
Oh, you're still on there. Yeah, I know, I've heard. They've got the bacon without the eggs. The eggs have gone.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was just trying to be clever.
Okay,
so the eggs have gone, haven't they?
They've got rid of the at replies.
Oh,
so you get more value. You get more bang for your buck when it comes to your 140 characters.
They've also got rid of the eggs though as well.
More eggs.
So the egg avatar, which used to be for someone
when
that
you haven't
would,
put an avatar up
yeah,
there.
They've removed that to combat the trolls. So now there's kind of like an emphasis on having to put up.
So what do you have instead of an egg?
I don't know yet. But that was just that they're kind of like,
that's not going to change anything, though.
No, not really. I guess it was that kind of that halfway house solution to kind
somebody
of
will just upload a black photo. No?
Yeah, like a black square.
A black square.
Yeah,
symbolizing their darkness.
Yeah, but the egg did seem to be the emblem of the trolls.
Really?
Yeah.
So in your original egg.
Yeah.
In the original troller.
When you watch the remake of Lord of the Rings, the trolls will have egg flags, egg heads.
So with Twitter, so when you reply to somebody,
yeah,
you still get 140 characters.
This is confusing, man. Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, as well, you can choose who you reply to in a tweet as well by just like selecting them. So it kind of, you can select who you reply to as well.
Okay.
But if you want to add, like someone replies to you and adds you in and then you reply to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't, you still get 140 characters to play with. I thought you'd be overjoyed at this.
I am, but it doesn't facilitate my reading experience because the way the thread is set up now, you can't see. Basically, you would assume when you read the thread from the beginning to the end, you can see all the different parts and entities involved in the conversation. Now, it's very hard to see it without you kind of actually going in to each specific thread and see if someone has been joined into the conversation at that point or so. It's a lot harder to track with lengthier conversations.
Okay, so like you can add 50 people into a convo now.
Yeah.
And you're saying now it just complicates the whole... like they've added another cog in.
Yeah.
And it's complicating the situation.
Well, I mean, because Twitter's strength was that it was supposed to be kind of topics resolved within 140 characters, but they've learned that people have tried to use it in a more expansive way, just like Facebook. So to be able to track those expansive conversations, they've muddied the waters a little bit.
So you think this is not a good thing? In
no,
short,
I don't know why they changed it.
Did you like? Is there a way that they could have done this without making it messy though? So you could reply to as many people as you wanted without it being messy. Should they have just?
I mean,
done
I don't have an issue with that. I think it's the issue of like people being able to be brought in and out of the conversation sphere, but you can't see them unless you click onto them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what would you do then instead?
I have no idea. and I mean that in a sense of Twitter was an amazing simplistic idea that has tried to push the boundaries of simplicity, but it's battling with that. People have liked its simplicity and that's why they've used it, but they're battling with a contingent that use Twitter who really should be using Facebook instead. So that's what they're trying to kind of...
Is this every social media trying to do everything now?
Yeah.
Is this like Twitter stories?
Well, this is the thing. Like Twitter is the only one. Twitter is like the black sheep of the social media family.
Mm.
It doesn't do what everyone else does kind of thing. It doesn't have... It doesn't utilize the whole story function. It was still a little bit iffy with the gifts. It was late on the gifts kind of thing. It doesn't have like a messaging service kind of thing. It was like, doesn't have calls just like all the other ones. So it's a little bit late on the uptake in terms of all its social media brothers and sisters. So that's probably one of the reasons why it's struggling to kind of make a profit. In terms
of Twitter struggling, is still
Twitter's still struggling. The guys, he's trying to find new and groundbreaking ways to kind of bring it up to the the levels of
how could they make money? I mean, they must be making a bit of money, but you mean compared to like Facebook, they're not making anything.
No.
How could you make more money out of Twitter?
I think they make their money out of the users. So its growth hasn't been up to the mark of like Facebook has. As much as people say, oh, Facebook's boring, 1 in 8 people in the world have a Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's doing well. Whether
the data they have is amazing.
So it's a simple case of the proof is in the pudding. Like, like the saying goes, numbers don't lie. Whether or not people hype Twitter as they do and say, I use these tweets and tweets are getting used in actual real news capacities as a proof of what someone says in a quote or anything, it still isn't transferring over to proof of its success in the marketplace because its growth is nowhere near Facebook's or even the Snapchats, which have come later.
We shall keep an eye on this.
Yes,
we shall. Interesting. So from Twitter to spinach hearts.
Okay.
He just took a sip of your drink, innit? He's trying to sit.
I had to battle it down.
You're like, okay, right? How do we end up here? Scientists have found a way to turn spinach leaves into human heart cells. Yes. Scientists have found a way to turn spinach leaves into human heart cells.
I'm sure this isn't what Popeye intended, but go on, I'm listening.
Scientists pump a detergent through the spinach, which strips it of all of its plant cells, turning it into a small clear shell made of cellulose. Not cellulite. The scientists then culture the heart cells by sending both fluids and microscopic beads through the spinach's veins to feed the new cells. And after that, you get tissue growth within a week. So a bit of spinach can get turned into actual cells. I'm showing Vung a picture of a leaf turning into cells. So that's heart cells. It looks like a leaf, but that's heart cells.
Interesting.
And what's interesting is that leaves actually have little veins and stuff going through them. You can still see them. It's a safe and potentially great way to grow heart tissue. Other methods such as 3D printing aren't as good. Spinach as printing can't replace a complex network of veins. Okay, I was wrong by saying that then. Which are needed to grow cells. But what's incredible is that the cellulose in the spinach is biocompatible, so you won't have to worry about your body rejecting it. Like when they 3D print stuff and pop it in, your body can go, hell no. Mm. They've got, like when they put like other people's organs inside you, the reason it has to be like a blood match, and it's much better if it's somebody in your family because it's your actual DNA. Your body's decided to say nope, because if your body says no, it will just start beating up this new like thing like it's an infection and get rid of it.
So wait, you could 3D print your own heart and your body might still reject it
if it's not made out of, that's why there's this whole stem cell stuff, because stem cells are much harder to reject, if I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are saying if you harvested your stem cells when you were young and then use them to grow a heart when you're older, because it's made out of you, you're not going to reject it. But they're saying with this spinach stuff, it's biocompatible, so you won't have to worry about it being rejected if it is 3D printed.
Because it has biological qualities.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty crazy.
I think it's amazing.
It's amazing out there, man. Like
real life Swamp Thing. Remember Swamp Thing?
Swamp Thing. You ain't my heart thing. So there's even a picture of it where they've actually pumped blood through the leaf. And you can actually see blood going into it, which is pretty impressive.
Wow.
I think it's pretty impressive. Would you feel for a bit of spinach heart out there, Funk?
It looks like if it was fully turgid, that it's going to pop, though. It doesn't look very resilient.
Yeah, but you've just seen a few cells.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, obviously they can make more cells, thicker cells.
It's like a water balloon.
I feel a lot better about that than something that's 3D printed.
Yeah.
Get me.
I mean, in terms of science, ethically, you're going to kind of get around a whole heap of bullshit because people feel like stem cells is unethical and playing God and all that. I mean, if you grab something from the cabbage patch and you want to put it in someone's chest, I'm sure the kind of
a bit of cabbage, a bit of lettuce,
yeah,
meat and two veg. Hey, know what you could 3D print out of that, eh? Hey.
Oh, my word.
Some melons. Yeah, some peaches.
People giving themselves yams.
Aubergines.
Yam transplant.
Eggplant. Eggplant or aubergine. Yeah, aubergine. Yeah, we love one of those.
Oh, goodness. Yep.
All right, would you rather have something like that put in you or like a straight up iron lung? A robotic heart?
I think it sounds cooler to have an iron. I've got an iron lung.
It does sound a lot cooler, doesn't it?
It does sound cooler.
A robotic heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, how cool does that sound? Listen, but, like but other people's heart go and yours goes.
Yeah, but I think it will cause me some problems down the swimming baths when I sink to the bottom.
Oh yeah, a bit weighty.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think I'm the sort of guy that I'd like someone else to try it first.
Yeah.
And if they don't die, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Simply.
You're just waiting for the guinea pigs, yeah?
I think someone else has to try it. Yeah. And if they don't die.
Guinea men.
Fully invested in it. I'm like, hell yes. Yeah. Send that to me.
Yeah.
I'm involved.
I think it's brilliant though. Once again, bravo to the scientists and the eggheads involved in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well done for finding something so
natural.
Natural.
Yeah.
And turning it into something else that's naturally.
Yeah. No more growing ears on the backs of pigs or mice or anything.
So what if you had cauliflower ear, lost your ear, and they grew another ear out of cauliflower? That's quite ironic.
So it was green.
Anyway, that's this episode of How to Kill an Hour out there. He's been Funk Butcher.
He's been Marcus Bonzi.
There's a lot of ways to make a heart out there. We've just found out a new way. Thank you for keeping some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.